Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna turn this. Okay. Good evening. I'd like to welcome you to Missing Pages of History. Today is December the 16th, 2017, and we're having our quarterly raffle fundraising drawing at 1 o'clock. And also, I'd like to just give you some brief history of things that Missing Pages of History is. We'll have going on in the future, in the coming year. We have our radio program, which is biweekly. And also we have a fundraiser of a T-shirt and cap drive that's continuous, which you can order from our website to support us at www.mph.org. And also we'll have our upcoming TV show for 2018, which will be at Comcast Channel 95 and Files Channel 36, and that's on Wednesday nights from 9 to 10 p.m. And we'd just like to welcome everyone, and this is our last fundraiser for the year. And at this moment, Lee Robinson will take over.
We'd like to welcome everyone to Missing Pages of History. We are live in Richmond, Virginia at the BP gas station located on Meadow and Curry Street. We have two young men with us today. They're going to be drawing the winners on our last quarterly fundraiser contest for this year. We first like to thank all of our participants, all of our plan givers, all of our supporters, and all of our friends for your participation throughout this year of supporting Missing Pages of History. I know we've been waiting for a while. Right now, what we're going to do, we're going to go to the prizes. We'll start with third prizes first. And the first young man that could draw the third prize, your name is?
Breon Stewart.
Breon Stewart. We're going to turn this thing around. Like you said, round and round, where it goes, where it stops. Mr. Stewart only knows. Okay, you can walk in here. You can draw third place prize, which is for a cash prize of $50. Let's read it. What did it say? What did it say right there? Can you read it?
Jesse
Footman. Okay, for third place prize, we have a Jesse Footman from Maryland, and the ticket number is
1291.
Congratulations, Jesse, for third prize. Okay, next we're going to go to the second place prize, which is for $150. Round and round, where it goes, where it stops. Who's going to tell us, Mr. Name? We have Mr.
My name is David Rogers.
Rogers is going to get us a second place prize. Then who's on the second place prize? Look up the number. What it says? Oh, it has Ebo Mobley from North Carolina, ticket number 1331. Ticket number 1331, Ebo Mobley. Congratulations to her. She won us the second place prize for $150. Now for the big prize, first place prize. You're going to spin this thing one more time. With us, round and round, where it goes, where it stops. Who's going to tell us?
Breon Stewart.
Mr. Stewart can tell us. So a big prize, $150 cash prize. Reach on in there, Mr. Stewart, for the ticket out. Okay, who's on that ticket?
Jimmy Henderson.
Oh, we have a Jimmy Henderson.
Petersburg, Virginia.
A Petersburg, Virginia.
Ticket 1541.
1541. Congratulations to you, Jimmy Henderson, first place prize. So what we'd like to do right now, we'd like to thank everyone again for their participation this year for Missing Pages of History. We'd like to thank all their friends, supporters, plan givers. And again, let's call back the winners, if I can remember them correctly. For third place prize, we have Jesse Footman, ticket number 1291. For second place prize, we have Ebo Mobley from North Carolina, 1331. And for the big prize, $300, we have Jimmy Henderson from Petersburg, ticket number 1541. Congratulations to our winners. And like always, we'd like to thank everyone for volunteering and participating. It's important, Missing Pages of History. What we're going to do right now, we're going to a station break. And when we come back, we're going to give you some update on Missing Pages of History. And stay tuned, and we're going to tell you what's coming up for New Year 2018. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. This is Missing Pages of History.
Welcome you back to Missing Pages of History. And as we stated, this was our last raffle for the year of 2017. And we'd like to thank all our participants and supporters throughout the years. And once again, we'll have our President Lee to just give a closing remarks. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan, to our again supportive friends and plan givers. We'd like to thank you again for the support that you have given us throughout this year. It has been a very great, successful year, but we're looking for 2018 to be a better year, even a greater one. And we said that because we want your participation. You can come and join MPH by emailing us at missingpagesofhistory1@yahoo.com. You can go to our website to find out our inclusive programs that we have that are going to help uplift our underserved communities. Please check out our website at www.mphinc.org. The Missing Pages, there were Missing Pages of History. Our website again is www.mphinc.org. Right now, we are currently in some of the social programs. We are feeding the homeless, clothing our youth, those who may not have coats, shoes, jackets, you name them. We are collecting clothes so we can provide for our youth. But even more importantly, we are tutoring our youth. You know, today our youth is the most precious resource that we have in our community, is the youth. So we want to make sure they are given a proper foundation so they can be all that they can be and contribute to humanity. Also, we'd like to remind you that in terms of our quarterly raffle fundraising, we also have a hat and T-shirt drive going on throughout the year. You're going to be getting ready for the summer 2018. If you haven't received a T-shirt order yet, please do so. Contact the member, or you can email us, or you can call us. Our phone number is 804-726-3217. Again, please come and support MPH, we're a nonprofit organization. Since this is the end of this year, remember, if you're going to donate and want to contribute, it will be a better thing to do than contribute to MPH, an organization that is dedicated to uplifting of our underserved communities. We will appreciate all support, and you can do that by writing a check to Missing Pages of History, P.O. Box 27782, Richmond, Virginia 23261. So, again, please check our website so you can see the inclusiveness of MPH. Our long-term goal is to create historians, writers, and educators to preserve our history. History is the key to our future. If you don't know where you came from, then you don't know where you're going. You can continue filling these missing pages with your support. Again, we look forward to seeing you in New Year 2018. Our first program will be January the 6th at 1 p.m., and we got some exciting story and information to share with you. So please come support us, continue to support us, share this with your friends. If you want to listen to all of our back programs, it's online. You can do that. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ and type in missing-pages-of-history-inc. And you can listen to all of our conscious educational historical programs. Again, you are listening to the voice of Missing Pages of History. We'd like to thank everyone, wish everyone happy holiday, happy Christmas, happy Kwanzaa, happy holidays, you know, all holidays. Happy holidays to everyone. And we look forward to hearing you, to seeing you, and come and join us. We thank you. Susie, your final words to our listening audience.
Okay, I'd just like to reiterate, we'd like to thank all our supporters and throughout the year, and also we look forward to having events for the community that was unserved, underserved, as well as everyone else. And wish everyone happy holidays. As a recap, third place winner was Jesse Footman out of Maryland. Our second place winner was Eba out of North Carolina, and Jimmy Henderson out of Richmond, Virginia. Thank you. Now we will put on a song, and we'll see you on January the 6th of 2018.
Tennessee.
Lord, I've really been real stressed, down and out, losing ground. Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. I never at once felt so alone. I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my spare tire. But Lord, I ask you to be my guiding force of truth. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee. Over me. We talk to each other in a friendship way. Then out of nowhere, you tell me to break out of the country and into more country. Fast eyes burst into Richmond, where the ghosts of childhood haunt me. Walk the road my forefathers walked, climb the trees my forefathers hung from. Ask those trees for all their wisdom. They tell me my ears are so young. Go back to whence you came, my family tree, my family name. Some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Easy, she went down to Holly Springs. Razadon and Baba, they went down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes.
Now I see the importance of history. While my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain. My brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me without the enlightenment of all my folks. You said, cause I set myself on a quest for truth. And you was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some more. He said what I am searching for are the answers to all which are in front of me. The ultimate truth started to get blurry. For some strange reason it had to be. It was all a